This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Campaigning for the seventh and final phase of Lok Sabha elections has hit a pinnacle as only less than 2 days are left for canvassing. In this phase, voting will be held in 57 parliamentary constituencies across 7 states and a union territory on Saturday. A total of 904 candidates are in the fray in this phase. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has said that everyone looks at India with respect today, be it the US, Europe or Japan. Addressing an election rally in Mathurapur, West Bengal, Mr. Modi said, "This has been made possible because people voted to power a BJP-led NDA government at the centre." In Bihar, senior BJP leader and defence minister Rajnath Singh held a public meeting in Bikramganj and Aurangabad. He is holding a public meeting in Buxar. BJP state president and deputy chief minister Samrat Chaudhary is attending public meetings in Jahanabad constituency. Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas chief Chirag Paswan addressed public meetings at Chenari in Sasaram parliamentary constituency. He claimed that NDA will clean sweep in the elections. 8 parliamentary constituencies of the state will go to the polls on 1st of June. In Uttar Pradesh, Union Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah has a hectic day in the state with 4 rallies and a roadshow. Addressing his first rally in Maharajganj, Mr. Shah claimed that BJP will get more than 300 seats in just 5 phases of elections, and 6th and 7th phase will give the party more than 400 seats. He also addressed a rally in Balia. In Ghazipur, he will hold a roadshow. Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh Yogi Adityanath today addressed a political rally in Kushinagar and said that only BJP is capable of safeguarding the borders of the country. He will campaign in Devariya and Gorakhpur districts also. On the other hand, Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav addressed a rally in Robertsganj. He is also campaigning in Dudhi Assembly constituency, where bipolls will be held in the final phase of elections. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi, addressing an election rally in Ludhiana, said, "Constitution is a voice of the people." The Supreme Court today refused urgent listing of Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's plea, seeking extension of his interim bail by 7 days to undergo certain medical tests. Refusing to accept Kejriwal's application, the Supreme Court registry said, "Since Mr. Kejriwal has been given liberty to move trial court for regular bail, the plea is not maintainable." Delhi Chief Minister had got interim bail from the court on the 10th of this month and was asked to surrender to Tihar Jail on June the 2nd. In Chhattisgarh, 2 Maoists, including a female rebel, were killed in an encounter with security forces in Bijapur district today. The encounter took place this morning in the forest of Barepara in Muddad area. A reward of 8 lakh rupees was declared on the female Naxalite killed in the encounter. Police have recovered the bodies of the killed Maoist along with 2 weapons from the spot. Union Health Secretary Apurva Chandra has said India, in collaboration with the World Health Organization, intends to further strengthen the drug regulatory system to ensure quick access to high-quality medical products for all. Addressing the plenary session of the 77th World Health Assembly in Geneva, Mr. Chandra said Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana, which stands as the world's largest health assurance scheme, is providing over 300 million beneficiaries a health cover of $6,000 per family per year. Mr. Chandra said that showing significant drop in maternal mortality ratio, MMR, and infant mortality rate, IMR, in the past decades, India is on track to attain the sustainable development growth targets. India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast that severe heat wave conditions prevailing over northwest and central India are likely to reduce gradually from tomorrow. These conditions are very likely to prevail in Jammu, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Bihar and Odisha. However, for today, no significant change in maximum temperatures is predicted over northwest and central India. The temperature prevailing over these regions are expected to fall by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius in the next few days. The weather department also forecasts that conditions continue to become favorable for the onset of southwest monsoon over Kerala and its advance over some parts of northeastern states in the next 2 to 3 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.